Hey everybody, it's Adam. We were going to mention this in the beginning of the podcast, but Matt and Nick just started talking out of nowhere, and they just kept talking and talking and talking and talking. And if you've listened to any of our past episodes, you know how that goes. So, needless to say, I forgot to mention this, but we're going to take out the bumpers because they're like 5 minutes long, and that's just ridiculous. But just be aware that in the podcast we use strong language, suggestive themes, whatever. So if you're not comfortable with that kind of stuff, listen to us anyways because we're just that awesome. So yeah. Oh, also email us. Matt mentions that, so good news. Enjoy the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You're listening to episode number 30. Today with us...
Hey! This is Matt over here.
We've got Matt, of course.
Talking about emails. If you want to email us...
I'm Nick. I'm the tough bad boy.
If you want to email us, you just go to your favorite email client. Go to Hotmail. Go to Coldmail. Go to Lukewarm Mail. And type in your email address, which will probably be, Gamer...
69.
Gamer random WTF BBQ 69 BB King at bbking.org, and then subject line, "Hey guys, I really like your podcast." And then, but before subject line, in the to field, put in WTPodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email.
Yeah.
Was that a good advertisement for emails?
Yeah, that was
good pretty
good. Advertisement.
Pretty good.
Send us your emails. Questions, comments, nude photos if you're 18, but only on your 18th birthday.
Yeah, I don't know, for any of you youngsters listening that are under 18, once you're 18 years old, almost all of your emails contain nude photos of yourself. That's my signature.
Personally. I actually do all of my, for my job, I do all of my texting as sexting. So when I talk to my boss, I send him, I'm like, "Hey man, can't come into work today, a little shot of my penis, just like the tip." And he's like, "Okay, sounds good. I get some pubes back." This is how we do it. You can do that to us, too.
Okay. So, obviously, we've got Matt and Nick. And then we've also got Alex, myself, and Matt and Nick's friend, Clay.
Yeah, Clay.
Hey, guys.
How is everybody doing?
Yeah. Great.
We're doing good. Clay's wearing a blue shirt.
Yeah?
Wearing a blue shirt. Collar, polo.
Yeah. What color pants is he wearing?
Yeah, what's everybody wearing?
To the whole...
What do you guys got on? Share with the listeners.
I'm wearing a Levi jean, just the boot cut, regular straight boot cut, some black Vans, the lace-up kind. I need my laces. I know how to tie my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm wearing a promotional Observe and Report navy blue t-shirt.
That was a gift.
That was a gift from Matt.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah, because it was too small. I would have worn it.
And I'm also wearing a big... It's like the size, I guess, of like a 50-cent piece. It's a platinum feather earring.
Which ear?
It's a dangle.
No, in my nose.
Oh, I see.
If you hear chattering, that's it bouncing off my teeth.
Got it.
I'm wearing my favorite colors.
Okay, are we really gonna do this? This is horrible.
I've got bright purple sneakers. They're Reeboks.
Well, they
almost Reeboks, not quite. And that's it. So, sitting on Clay's
wearing that blue shirt, and Adam and Alex are naked. All right, let's go.
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know why? Because it's true.
Yep, podcast, let's do this.
All right, so, Alex, first thing I have to ask you is how many days have you been playing StarCraft?
500 days of StarCraft.
Because as we all know, the StarCraft 2 beta is out, and Alex has got to be all over it. Obviously, because
he's
Korean.
I'm the worst Korean on the planet.
Oh, Alex. Come on.
You've made your nation sad.
I made my nation cry. I've been excommunicated.
That's just terrible. How can you be from there and not even play?
I'm not.
Like, not even be interested in StarCraft.
I don't know. I think it's a recessive gene.
That's just awful. Alex.
Oh, you don't have the StarCraft gene?
No, that's an impressive gene. The fact that you can turn down all of that, the temptation.
I might be Korea's only hope. By not
being that new hope George Lucas was talking about.
By not being addicted to the white man's game.
Yeah, but see, when the Zerg come to Earth and start invading humanity, where are you going to be, Alex? What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell people, look, we need your StarCraft skills, and we need a country full of commanders, basically leading everybody else. And I'm going to be...
You say the white man's game, correct?
Yeah.
Do you think possibly they're going to release every copy of StarCraft 2 with disease blankets?
It already is a disease blanket.
The Koreans
are asking for the disease blanket.
Right, because don't you guys remember we were talking about how people were staying up too late and dying because of that?
It's already begun. It has begun!
All right.
Okay.
So let's talk about what we have been playing.
Alex, I'm so excited to hear what you've been playing. Which Beautiful Joe are you on? What episode? Which chapter of the game?
I haven't been playing Beautiful Joe.
What have you been playing?
Okami.
For what system?
Wii.
What do you think? What do you think? What system?
What is wrong with you? Oh God! All right, Alex is obviously drunk already.
No. I mean, I haven't.
He hasn't been swearing enough for him to be drunk.
To play games, so when I play something, it's like.
Yeah, except girls are always playing head games with him, though.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's fucking shit.
There it is.
Fucking bitches.
I love it. I love it when a girl plays a game with my head.
Well, I've just invented a new move called the champagne bottle. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, okay, so you guys all played Okami, right?
No, not yet.
No.
Not at all?
I've seen it at a store.
They like talk way too much in that game.
I'm sorry.
There's way too much dialogue in that game, and they repeat themselves.
Oh, it's like the opening of our podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like Nick was given free reign to write this. A guy like Nick. And then they
well,
just
I mean,
repeat.
No,
and
except,
then, and it's
hold on, wait, are there a lot of
spare
spelling
things,
errors?
Like how Nick repeats the same thing.
Oh, man.
All right. Simmer down, guys.
You guys just missed my dig at Nick's dyslexia.
All right, what'd you say?
He said, is it full of spelling errors?
Might as well be.
That'd be great if I got to write a game and nobody checked the spelling.
All right, what else?
I don't know. When Nick's legs are stretched out like that, for a second, the angle his foot was at... No, the angle his foot was at, it looked like Nick was a Rob Liefeld. He had a little tiny foot.
Well, these shoes do it, because the majority of my foot is outside of the shoe.
Yeah, but when you tilt it up towards me, yep, Rob Liefeld.
Oh, man, I do look at Rob.
You guys are paying way too much attention to each other's bodies.
Do you have, like, those pants?
It's just our feet. We're all Quentin Tarantinos today.
You know how Rob Liefeld can't draw feet? Like, they have these, like, little feet?
Well, the way he draws feet is the same way that he draws, like, neckties. They look like neckties.
It's like...
They do. They look like the ends of neckties. And then all of his shields have muscles.
Oh, yeah. And
all of his muscles
have
shields.
Well, do you have pouches? You have pouches on you? That's the other...
Oh, yeah.
We're not kangaroos, Alex. We're not from Australia.
No. I look like I'm from Australia because I'm dressed completely... I changed clothes in the last couple minutes. I'm dressed completely in a safari outfit right now.
Do you have a koala on your back?
I do.
Are you eating koala yummies?
I am.
Oh, God, those things are so good.
They are.
Switching subjects real fast. Adam, what have you been playing?
I've been playing some Pokemon Heart Gold. Speaking of which, I've got a review up on N-Files for that.
And it's great. I read it last night.
I forgot to read it last night. I meant to read it before the podcast so I could review your review.
Uh-huh.
But I fell asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, I forgive you.
Can we get a little mini review?
Yeah.
Well, I looked at the article.
A mini review?
Wow, that's a nicely formatted article.
Yeah, can you shut
article?
Up so I can hear it?
Okay, I'll give you a mini review. It's the best Pokemon, both of them, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, the best Pokemon games yet. So get them if you are at all interested in Pokemon.
Yeah, I just read the last paragraph and that's what it said.
Pretty much. So, there you go. Mini review. Awesome. I've been playing some Halo Reach Beta. Been playing way too much Halo Reach Beta.
I can tell.
I have been playing a little bit of StarCraft 2, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Your inner Korean. I mean, that Korean that you have under your bed.
Yeah, right. I keep him there sometimes. He gives me good luck.
Hey, buddy, I'll give you a sandwich if you play StarCraft with me.
Yeah, his CPM is like just like off the charts. I can't even compete with him.
Wait, is cunts per what?
Magnets.
Oh. Clicks per minutes, guys. Come on, keep up.
He loves refrigerator magnets. He likes them.
Fucking
but he
magnets.
Doesn't have a refrigerator. He sold it to get Adam a bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because I didn't have one before. I just had to sleep on top of him. Yeah.
I thought Matt just said cunts per minute.
He did.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't come up with the M. I think this is a good...
So it's not just the alcohol making up words. He really did.
No. Okay. Not yet. We're not there.
Yeah, I think... I like it that Alex says, I thought Matt just said, and then what he just said. You should do that for the whole thing.
Just repeat everything I said.
Speaking of what Matt just said, Matt, what have you been playing?
I've been playing... I beat a game. A monumental game.
What game was it?
It's called Batman...
Arkman Asylum.
Arkman Asylum. You play as Arkman. You're in the... you're out of the asylum. No. You're in the asylum. Silo. Missile silos. You're in a grain silo. As Arkman. No, for real. You're Batman. You take the Joker into Arkham Asylum, which is... for a lot of you Batman fans, that's where Batman was born. and I think the Joker... like, he's his dad or something. I don't remember. The details are a little bit fuzzy, okay? Joker's Batman's dad. His mom is, I think, Scarecrow or Killer Croc or the Alligator Man. And so you fight your way through a series of boss battles against all the famous bad guys. Lex Luthor's there. The Doc Flash. Oct- yeah, Dr. Octopus. Doctor Squid Doctor, Squid MD is there.
Dean Koontz.
Dean Koontz. And it's just a lot of punching, a lot of kicking. Batman uses a lot of his famous weapons,
okay,
like guns and blades.
In all seriousness, what would you give it? A score.
Yeah, that's going way too long.
How many Dean Koontzes would you give him?
How many out of 10?
Out of 20.
It was a good, really great game. It was easily a 9.5. I see why somebody put it on their top of their list. I mean, probably everyone's played it, doesn't want to hear my actual review of the game. You punch a lot of dudes. The only low point of the game is when you have to fight Poison Ivy's stupid plants that shoot you and just kind of annoy you. They don't really ever kill you or anything. You just run up to them and punch them. I didn't get that.
What do you think of the scarecrow section?
At first I was annoyed by him, and then the last one was cool.
How about the Riddler notes?
Of the
awesome.
Trophies, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
and Riddler's voice acting is great. All the voice acting in the game is amazing.
Yeah,
I Mark loved Hamill. It. I loved watching Mark Hamill it. Did Joker, right?
Yes,
good
yes.
stuff.
And Kevin Conroy did Batman.
Yeah, and the only thing is the cliffhanger at the end where the Jingler comes in, and that's exciting. Gets me excited for the next one.
How much is it now?
I don't know. I rented it from Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Or Netflix. Gameflix.
Gamefly. Netflix.
Stop games. All right. What else?
That's it.
We went to that right. Land Center.
I played Left 4 Dead 2. Yeah. It's,
yeah. Matt and I played like through the first and.
I bought Left 4 Dead 2.
And also the DLC.
Oh, can I talk about Steam for Mac?
No, not yet. God damn it.
About
it
later.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Because I bought the game, but I'm not able to play it on my
Listeners,
Mac
forget
yet,
you heard that.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
Matt
what
said
else?
Ice cream for Matt.
There
he
go.
Loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys.
Everybody loves ice cream.
Okay. I also played Left 4 Dead 2 with Matt. We played through The Passing and also the first chapter, and it was really fun, and I'm excited to play it at home and not at
Wait,
a land center.
At home
a bunch
on
of really
PlayStation
smelly
home?
People.
Left 4 Dead 2 for PlayStation Home? Confirmed.
Okay, Left 4 Dead 2. I'm announcing it here. Big break. News break. You thought E3 was where all the news breaks were going to be? No. Here it comes. Stop the presses. Stop the pretzels. Forget it. I'm done with that. I played that, and then I beat Brutal Legend.
Cool.
And Brutal Legend was awesome. And I started... I was close to the end, and I started getting really frustrated with the game.
Why?
And I got to this point where I was like, I'm so sick of all these RTS elements.
Oh, they're, but you love them so much.
No, hold on. And I was like, there's no way to win this. This is stupid and lame. And I realized I didn't have all the guitar solos.
Ah.
And there's one guitar solo that I didn't have that you have to win. And it went from me ready to stop playing the game altogether to loving it even more.
Cool.
And it was a great game. And then I also have been playing Mario Sunshine to get ready for Mario Galaxy 2.
Why not Mario Galaxy?
Because I beat Mario Galaxy and I've beaten Mario 64, but I've never even played Mario Sunshine.
Really?
I played it, I rented it once, and I got through like 15 shines, and no farther.
Well, how do you like it?
It's awesome. I'm at, I think, like 49 or 50 stars
cool.
now. Yeah, it's a great game.
Love it. All right, Clay, how about you?
Really, all I've been playing is replaying Mass Effect 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been, usually I only do a soldier when I play the Mass Effect games, but I tried using the powers since they were so horrible in Mass Effect 1 and impossible to use. And in Mass Effect 2, they did a great job incorporating them and actually fixing everything.
One of my coworkers was telling me that it's so much better to use, I don't remember what they're called. Let's call
biotics.
Them... Biotics. Oh, yeah. I was about to call them plasmids.
Yeah. Oh, speaking, no, biotics... speaking of plasmids, I've also been playing BioShock for the first time.
What did you think about BioShock?
I haven't finished it yet. I think I'm like halfway through.
Well, what do you think of it so far?
A
little let down?
Eh.
Yeah, me too. Everybody was telling me Game of the Year, and then I played it, and I played for like 3 hours, and I was like, I don't think I ever want to play this anymore.
Yeah, it's one of Will's favorite games. Like, he's raving about it all the time. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not bad, but it's not...
No, it's not a terrible game, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it not exactly like the first, though?
No, I'm talking about 1.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about 1?
Yeah, I'm playing 1.
Okay.
Not really a fan.
I was never a fan of 1, and then I tried playing 2, and it was exactly the same game.
I don't like
games
where all the story... is in, like, notes that you pick up
and
you
have to listen to people talk.
I hate that.
And you have to actually read.
Yeah, it's like if they did, like, all of Fallout's story inside the notes that you find from your dad.
I find that I rarely pay attention to, like, those voice notes just because there's so much other stuff going on around me while I'm listening to them.
There's something talking, but you're being shot at and you can't hear them anymore.
Right.
You're wandering around a confusing circle.
Yeah.
You guys are really not going to like the new game I'm developing, Note Reader 2010. it's about a guy who goes and reads a lot of notes in like an empty warehouse.
Sounds like
while people make loud noises.
Sounds like adult Milo.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of doing your homework, he reads notes to you.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's like right. It's even creepier.
There you
Hi,
go, Molyneux. Free game.
Claire, I wrote you a note, Claire. What is it, Milo? I want you inside me, Claire.
Adult Milo, 2010. Can't wait.
All right. What else? Anything else?
That's it for what we've been playing.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get this moving.
Adam's News Hour. Let's talk about some new gaming releases. Obviously, the Halo 2, or not Halo 2, StarCraft 2 beta came out. the Halo Reach beta came out.
Oh, nobody's playing Halo 2 anymore, though.
Huh?
Nobody's playing Halo
2. Oh, is it done?
Yeah, Halo 2's done.
The last guy went off?
Yep.
They were all
given Reach betas.
Right. So that's pretty cool. All right, anyways.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So for PS3, we got Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition, Uncharted 2, the Siege Take, or Siege Expansion Pack, not Siege Tank. Super
Siege Tank sounds great.
That's
StarCraft on my mind. Super Street Fighter 4 3D Dot Game Heroes, which is awesome. Everybody who has a PS3 should get that.
Is that a downloadable game?
No, it's $40 though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Skate 3, Lost Planet 2 for 360. We've got Splinter Cell Conviction, Final Fight Double Impact for XBLA, Super Street Fighter 4, Lost Planet 2, and Skate 3. Nothing for PSP or PS2. We got Monster Hunter Tri, Tree, however you pronounce that.
Phoenix. Why would it be pronounced Tree?
I don't know. I've heard some people
team up with Clay over here and start mispronouncing more words.
Phoenix Wright Trials and Tribulations. DS, we got Picross 3D and Photo Dojo. And
Pig Cross.
Huh?
Big man.
Did you say Pig Cross?
I wish. Pick Cross.
It's
Pie Cross, if you will. And then we got Splinter Cell Conviction as well for PC. Upcoming games, we have a ton of games on May 18th.
I can't wait.
Trackmania Wii for Wii, Prince of Persia,
yes,
the Forgotten
for
Sands
that.
For like everything, PS3, PSP, 360, Wii, and DS, Alan Wake on 360 and PC, Red Dead Redemption for PS3 and 360, Split Second for PS3 and 360, and Trauma Team for Wii. May 23rd is, of course, Super Mario Galaxy 2.
I have a question, Adam.
What?
Is Alan Wake coming? It is coming out on the 18th?
From my sources, yeah.
See, I read that too, but at Walmart they had a poster that said...
Well, Walmart's always wrong.
Yeah, they said the 25th.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's a week later.
That's a week later.
Huh.
But I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that Walmart gets it late, but...
Yeah, I know, because
I believe it's supposed to come out on the 18th, so...
Yeah, that's what everybody else is saying.
Yep.
It looks like another Resident Evil 5 debacle for me.
Maybe. And then we've got Blur on May 25th for PS3, 360, and PC. Also, I wanted to mention that if you guys have any, you guys being the listeners, have any games that you want us to talk about, like upcoming games or games that have been recently released, then just email us and say, hey, talk about this, and we'll do it.
Or games that we should try.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Suggestions. Ooh. Now that Matt has Gamefly.
I've got nothing but free time. If you just want me to play, if you make a game and want me to play it, just send it over. And I'll review it.
Make sure there's a lot of note reading, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need, okay, so we need Note Read Hero and Pig Cross.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody send those in to us.
Or just some box art. If you want to just make box art for those two games, that would be good, too.
Well, that would require people to actually send us in photos, which, of course, never happens, so.
Oh, that happened.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, like, how many times? Three?
I think so.
All right.
We got that one where it was all Gary's mod stuff.
Yeah. That was all right. And that was probably the best one we've had.
No. The picture that we got, even though technically it wasn't that great.
The stick figure one?
No. That one was cool. But the one where they basically did episode 27 wrapped up in pictures. Oh, where everybody was using the portal gun to look into the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah. All right. So
anyway, Bakugan Hero.
Gaming news. Got quite a bit since we've been gone for a while, so let's start with Nintendo. Mario Galaxy 2 was originally called Mario Galaxy 1.5. Developers kept coming up with new levels, and eventually it became Galaxy 2. And I believe that was kind of the case with the first one as well, wasn't it?
No, I don't remember.
Because I seem to remember like Miyamoto talking about how they had like a few levels, and you know it was going to be a small game, and then they just kept coming up with more and more and more, and then it became a full retail game. Am I crazy?
I think that it was supposed to be smaller, and then they just made it bigger.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's good.
It looks like... I really hope they're... Because I was playing through some Mario Galaxy 1.
Uh-huh.
And I really hope there's less of... I mean, the levels were okay, but like I think it was like called like the Toy Galaxy or something like that, where there was like a big...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The ones that weren't planets.
I love the Toy Galaxy, though.
I don't know. They remind me of my least favorite parts of Mario Sunshine, which are the ones that... aren't levels where they're like the secret areas.
I love those. What the hell's wrong with you?
No. They're okay. Here's the thing is, my only problem with them is design and the look of it.
Really?
It's some of the best platforming ever, but I don't know. Especially in that game, it just doesn't fit in.
Huh.
That was fun.
I don't know. I'm okay.
As long as they don't have levels of find the golden shell, because penguins are playing along... Penguins are learning to swim, and you need to learn.
Hey,
to swim.
I liked that one a lot.
I hated that shit because I mean, there's three.
My favorite level is the one that is. It's a penguin level, and it's got like the ring of water around like the big planet. I don't know how to describe it. I can't remember which one it is.
Is it the one with like the eels and the sunken ships and stuff?
No. It's one where you have to race the shark.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
That's when Mario jumped the shark.
Oh yeah. But anyway, playing the secret levels really reminds me of Mario Galaxy, and I think that's where they got a lot of the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But
possible.
But again, I'm just nitpicking a game that I absolutely love. Like, I have nothing against that game.
Well,
so
that's good.
These are complaints that are just stupid, so I take it back.
I mean, if those are the biggest complaints of the game, then it's an impressive game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an awesome game.
Anyways, the game is...
Wait, guys, have you ever played Mario Galaxy?
No, let's hear about it, Matt.
Wait, did Matt say Mario Galaxy?
Ah!
I started talking as Nick, and then I turned into Alex.
Not really.
What else is coming out, Adam?
Well, we're getting a DVD. Well, we're not getting, but Europe and Japan are getting a DVD that comes with Mario Galaxy, and it's an instructional DVD. So.
What?
Wait, what does it instruct you to do?
Hmm?
Oh,
tells you how to play.
Oh, instead of a pamphlet?
I think it's coming with the pamphlet as well.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's only in Japan and Europe.
Do Europeans really suck at Mario games or something?
It's completely possible.
Is it just because, like, we Americans are the best?
Maybe.
There's like five buttons on the Wii remote.
I am. To jump, you hit A.
But
and don't fall into a pit. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, if
Europe really is that bad at playing, you know, they've got the DVD, they've got the instruction manual, and then on top of that, they've got what's called the Cosmic Guide, which is Galaxy's, like, version of New Super Mario Bros. Wii little helper system. So
does it say anything on how that affects the price, though?
The price of the game?
No, it doesn't change anything. Because that's built into the U.S. game as well.
Yeah, it comes with it.
Yeah, the Cosmic Guide is Rosalina.
Okay.
She's made of stars.
I was thinking about this. Hey, that's for Europe. What does Europe have? Topless beaches. It's probably a bunch of topless babes playing with a Wiimote.
Oh, man. I wish I lived in Europe. Yeah.
Can we Google that real fast?
Let's do a quick Google while Adam moves on.
All right. And also, they've released the disc image. So, that looks pretty cool. It's very, very colorful. It's unlike a lot of...
Did you see the Japanese... Or not the... Well, there's Japanese commercials, but did you see the new TV spot for Mario Galaxy 2?
No.
It's awesome.
Really?
It shows, like, planet Earth, and it looks like a Mario Galaxy level. And people are looking up to the stars, and you can see all the little planets.
Oh, wow.
And Mario flies across, like, the night sky through different countries on top of Yoshi.
Oh, awesome. They should do that in real life.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Cool. All right, so keep an eye out for that. Did we talk about Pokemon Black and White last time?
Hold on, but
yes,
before we talk
a little
about
bit
that,
we did.
I found a picture of a topless wee babe.
Matt
or
did
Clay.
It.
Wow.
Clay's sporting a big erection.
Can you please close that? There's something very wrong with those breasts.
Anyways, what's Pokemon
Is it a, is it a man?
No.
No, it's just a really gross plastic surgery monster.
Definitely a female naked with the Wiimote.
All right.
Anyway.
All right,
yeah, we talked a little bit about Black and White.
Yeah, okay, so Black and White were announced. I think we said that last time.
Yeah,
We did.
What's new is that they announced the three new starters. Obviously, the fire, grass, and water.
I kind of like the pig one. Pig man.
Yeah, they look kind of... I don't really like them. I don't know. Maybe it'll grow on me.
Hated the monkey from the last...
Chimchar? Chimchar is awesome. What's wrong with you?
Chimchar is
cool.
Stupid.
Chimchar is stupid.
The more he evolves, the stupider he looks.
Oh,
I think the
come
problem
on.
is they're running out of things to do with Pokemon.
Oh, of course
so they have
they
to
are.
Try to get too creative and make them look all weird.
My
yeah,
friend,
now they're all just geometric shapes.
My friend showed me a possible roster. Both he and I think it's fake, but like it was just more than half of it was just evolutions of pre-existing Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
That's about all they can do now.
Yeah,
how many
right?
Pokemon are there now?
There's 493 plus
Jesus.
The five new ones that they've announced so far.
I do have problems with that.
I think after Gold and Silver, it kind of, quality-wise, kind of went down.
Yeah, I think
so.
In
my opinion.
They've gotten less creative.
And I'm definitely
a
fan of Pokemon.
What was, was Starly just like, it was like, it was a bird with a hat on, or something
no,
like that?
No, that's Murkrow, or the
oh,
evolution
yeah.
of Murkrow.
Yeah.
It's a bird with a hat. That's insane. And Piplup is just a penguin that turns into an emperor
penguin.
So they're
just going to start taking red and blue Pokemon and just giving them accessories.
But has there been a pig Pokemon before?
There's been a cow.
There was, what's it?
There was a cow.
Yeah, I
and
don't think there's
one,
been a
there's that,
there was a
pig.
Sheep.
There's one.
There's the elephant
there's,
that rolls into a
there's
ball.
There's Swinub yeah. and Pillow Swine.
Oh, then never mind, I guess.
But not, anyway. Where was I? Okay, so the starters are called Tsutaja, Pokaboo, and Mijimaru. I don't know which one is which, but those are the names.
They're gonna get American names, aren't they?
Probably.
No, they stopped naming them American
like,
names.
Like
just
Fire
keeping...
Piggy.
Yeah, right. the new region is called Ishu. The new playable characters are said to be older than the previous playable characters.
Oh,
70 years old.
Yeah, right. you are
Pokemon
truly
trainers.
Going to be a Pokemon master in this game.
You,
the game has already been beaten for you. You just sit there
your,
in your rocking
in your midlife
chair.
Crisis. No, you're in your midlife crisis, and you see that all those kids are enjoying their Pokemon, and you want to get in on it.
Think
you buy a leather jacket and a copy of Old Dogs.
Think about how amazing it would be in a Pokemon anime.
I watched Old Dogs
a
few weeks ago.
You watched the worst movie ever?
Holy shit, it was so funny. there was just one section, like 10 minutes, where I just could not stop laughing.
I don't want to hate you, Adam.
Was it
so
because the movie
just,
was written or because of how bad the movie was?
No, it was just funny.
Because we were laughing out through the whole movie, too.
Because we watched Next last night, and that's a comedy classic.
What is that?
It's Nicolas Cage. He can look 2 minutes into the future.
Oh, God. Nicolas Cage. Speaking of Nicolas Cage, did you guys see Kick-Ass?
Yes.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of superhero movies, Iron Man 2 came out last year.
That was a great movie.
It was good, very good.
I liked it.
Scarlett Johansson looking a little goofy and out of place in that movie.
Holy crap, she is way too thin.
With Samuel L. Jackson.
She's way too what?
Thin. There was one scene where
she's not that thin.
Her body looked like a skeleton. It was freaky.
Oh, Mish.
Oh, maybe you're thinking of Gwyneth Paltrow. She was way too skinny in that movie. But I think that's just because she's aging.
Anyway, Samuel Jackson was Samuel Jackson in that movie. He yelled at Iron Man. Iron Man was great.
Don Cheadle was
great.
Iron
Man 2 was even better.
Mickey York was even better.
Mickey York was
pretty
good.
I mean, like, the character Iron Man 2 versus the rest.
Sam Rockwell was great.
Sam Rockwell was the best part of the movie.
For those of you who haven't seen it, stay after the credits.
We talk about that?
I cannot... Oh... Can we talk about the credits?
Can we talk about the credits?
Sure.
Because
I
was so fucking... I
mean, it's not that big of a, of a deal.
I can't believe this was after the credits. and he killed Iron Man.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's some more censoring.
It's never going to end. All right, so what happens after the credits, guys?
They find... They find Mjolnir.
No, they...
They see a big hammer in the ground. What's the fucking deal? Come on.
That's
it's just
Mjolnir,
a hammer.
You fucking...
No, it's John Henry's hammer. He's gonna fight the machine again.
Mjolnir armor. They find some Halo Spartan armor. It's a crossover.
It's the Megaton hammer. There's going to be a Zelda movie. It's related to Iron Man.
Oh. We all just got semi boners. a little wet.
All right. So what is it really?
It's Thor's hammer.
Yes.
And it's in New Mexico.
Mjolnir.
Yeah, why did Thor have to drop his hammer in New Mexico?
Because he's such a klutz. It's actually going to be a wacky comedy.
He was on a road trip. It's a road trip buddy. comedy.
All right, so Thor movie.
It's Valhalla.
There you go.
Oh, Stoncom?
Let's see. What are we talking about? Co-creator of Metroid. Oh, I think I spelled his name wrong. Whatever. His last name is Sakamoto. He's the co-creator. He said that Samus' ship does not have a name. So,
that's great.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
The more you know.
I've been calling it Krafton the whole time.
What have you been calling it?
Krafton.
Oh, okay.
Nintendo.
Well, I'm sure that Team Ninja will give it a stupid name.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure. Nintendo named the world's most successful game studio of 2010 by Develop Magazine. Apparently, they do that every year. I think last year it was Blizzard, so.
Yeah, Blizzard was last year, and Nintendo was still number two last year, but.
How is Blizzard not making more money than Nintendo? They're selling horses for $25 a piece to billions of people.
People love them Wiis. Especially now that they've got the black Wiis. I didn't mention that.
I know.
Holy crap.
GameStop,
okay.
Is GameStop offering a trade-in?
Okay.
$50.
So black Wiis, really? People. Black Wiis come with Wii Sports, Wii Sports Resort.
No,
a
all Wiis
Wii
do now.
Huh?
Even the white ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the white ones do too now.
Do they come with the Wii Motion Plus?
But it's not black.
Yes, they come with Wii Motion Plus.
Okay, so now
is
the best time ever to get a Wii, because you get two free games, a Wii Motion Plus, a Wiimote, and the console. So that's for $200.
Yeah,
it's insane.
But if you have a pre-existing Wii, you can't transfer your games from one to the
you're,
other.
Right, you can't do...
What if you have an SD card?
No, you
Some
can't.
Some games can't transfer.
You can't transfer downloadable games. You can't transfer a lot of game saves.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
You transfer your
Did you In news, did you hear that Miyamoto was talking about how he doesn't think that it's fair when people complain about Nintendo's online support, and he thinks it's great, and they're actually looking... to possibly charge money for it, like Xbox 360.
Right, I mean, they announced that, I think, at last year's E3, but they never really did anything with it.
Yeah, but Miyamoto was talking more about it recently.
Right, right. Like, they're looking to see, maybe implement it now, so.
I would not pay
money for
friend codes.
Well, what are your guys' opinions on the Wii Online network?
We complained about it constantly.
It's fantastic that it's free, but it's not...
It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's not worth anything.
It's
more
nothing
than
compared
free.
To Xbox or PS4.
Oh, yeah,
not even close.
If it's as it
if
is right now,
if they release the system
I'd be
with a headset,
it.
Yeah,
Say that again, Alex?
If it's as is right now and you don't have to pay for it, then I'm okay with it just because we're not paying for any of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Xbox, Sony, Microsoft's big problem, I think, is you pay for it, but you're also having ads on it, so you really don't know what you're paying for.
Yeah.
But for the Wii, you don't see any ads. Of course, there's terrible lag.
You don't see anything.
You don't see anything. Yeah. But you're not paying for anything. So
right, that's true.
I don't really see what the big deal.
See, I'm not No, no, exactly. But if they wanted to charge money for
it,
it's going to
be a problem.
Anything?
No, here's what they were doing. They never said they were going to charge money for what we have now. They're charging money for extra stuff.
Oh.
Which is also what Sony said they were going to do a few months back.
But Nintendo has a lot to fix if they're going to charge.
Of course, but if it's going to be once you start having to pay for stuff, then they're really going to actually look into making a much
better
system.
I think Miyamoto was defending their online play, saying that it's just as good as anybody else's.
Well, what would they say? Wrong. That it's going to be a problem? Do you really think Miyamoto's going to say, look, our online's the weakest and we need to get it fixed?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, what they should do is focus more on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz I think they have a big problem with that.
The best thing they have going for them right now is the Wii Connect 24, which they do not use at all,
Which is what he was saying, cuz he's like, our online is great. We have it set to default that everybody should be connected to the internet at all times.
Right.
But yeah, you're connected to the internet at all times, but for no reason other than using power.
Exactly. They don't do anything with it. It's so disappointing.
But the other thing is the online component for the Wii isn't as important to the console as, say, a PS3 or the 360, right? I mean,
right.
Given the audience.
But it would. Yeah,
right.
But it would attract that other audience if they tried.
No, bullshit.
Oh, absolutely.
Bullshit.
Yes, no,
what,
totally.
You don't think so?
I don't...
Yes, if I could play Resident Evil 4 online on the Wii, it would be incredible.
They would have,
I mean, even if you could just have, like, party chat, like Xbox 360 has.
Yeah,
I don't
think,
I don't know how much of a difference it would really make, because there's... Nintendo,
I love
has
playing
so much,
Brawl, but I hate the online system.
Nintendo has a lot of other things to fix before the online, I think, in terms of the games that are coming out. If you just had great online games,
Nintendo is releasing great games. It's the problem is that developers don't want to
develop
for it.
Exactly, and the thing is, unless developers start developing more for it,
and they're not going to until Nintendo embraces high definition televisions,
or 3D televisions.
Yeah, which is going to be that's probably the first hurdle Nintendo has to get over. If Nintendo decides to do anything, that's the first thing they're going to do.
Well, we'll see what Mario... Well, we know what Mario Galaxy 2 looks like, but we'll see about Zelda, because I have a feeling that's going to look way too stunning for what we think a Wii can do.
Well, I don't think it's going to be...
Yeah, but it's not going to look better...
I think they've almost maxed out everything already.
Yeah,
mainstream gamers are hooked on getting everything to look like HD. Even if it looks great on the TV, even if it looks great, they still want it in HD, no matter what the quality is. I hate to say
it. But here's the thing, Alex. Alex, you don't have a PS3 or a 360.
Oh.
I mean, I play games constantly. I love Nintendo's games. Nintendo is my favorite of all three companies. But their system I play the least, because sometimes I like games that look pretty.
Yeah, but
and
you
also
know
like
what you're
I
getting.
Also like that developers want to make games for it so they can show off.
I don't.
You also know what you're getting when you buy a Wii, and you're paying for what you get.
Yeah.
Like, you're not paying $500. You're not expecting it to look amazing.
And very little quality support from any other company.
So the people that buy Wiis aren't going, oh, it looks like crap. I'm not going to play it.
They don't need it. Yeah, the graphics are obviously not the biggest point.
Exactly.
And Nintendo's made so much money off the system currently that it's not really detrimental to them.
It's not. I know that it's got nothing to do with money. I mean, I'm not saying Nintendo's hurting and they need to help themselves. I'm just saying that they're turning off a lot of their old fans by being so set in their ways.
And to be honest, their old fans really weren't doing a whole lot, though. I mean, mainstream gamers buy mostly, what, a handful of games total, right? EA and Activision, as much money as they make in terms of sales of certain games, they still get a pretty big hit at the end of the year, because the total game sales aren't that great.
Yeah, that's because EA and Activision release a game a week. They're going to lose money when they do that.
Speaking of which, have you guys heard of like all of the new Guitar Heroes and Rock Bands they're coming out with?
Yeah, it's absurd.
Most of them are going to be DLCs, though.
Oh, are they?
No, a lot of it...
Yeah, I know a lot of most, well, a lot of just the band-oriented ones aren't going to be as big as the Beatles. They're just going to do them as DLCs.
The problem is that Guitar Hero is losing money.
Jesus Rock Band.
That's the only way to save it. bring in the Savior.
Pray.
Right, let's move on.
Pray Hero.
Let's get to our, are we at our topic yet?
No, not yet. We're still on Nintendo. Let's see.
Just one last thing. I mean, I understand that they're turning off a lot of their, Nintendo's turning off a lot of old fans that want HD graphics and so forth. But you know what? If they're making a lot of money, not from that group, but from other groups, why would they even bother doing it? Who cares about fan loyalty?
I completely agree with that. They're a company. They're making money. They're still making good
games. If people don't want to buy their games because of graphics, and that's what matters to them, well, Nintendo made it very clear.
Yeah, but here's
for
the thing,
$200 system, we don't have to really do it. That's as simple as that.
Yeah, but for $50 more, I can get a 360.
For $50 more, you can get a 360 without a hard drive or with a hard drive?
With a hard drive.
No, they have a hard drive now. It's 250 for the model I have now.
What is it, 60 gigs?
And then a couple years it will break.
Or is it the 20 gigs?
Yeah, well, they came out with the new version called, like, the G something, and they're basically all refurbished ones from Microsoft, and they're selling them for super cheap now just to sell more games.
So they're refurbished, and it works. So one in three consoles are going to break again?
Yeah, but Microsoft also discounts their games.
And they're giving them a warranty now.
A 3-year warranty.
Nintendo doesn't discount any of their games. Yeah. My final point on that is Nintendo has nothing to lose. They're making money doing what they're doing. I'm just saying it sucks. I will always buy their systems because I like their games, but I know when I buy a Nintendo system, I'm buying it for Nintendo games only.
Exactly. And that's what Nintendo knows.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Miyamoto says that he always has regrets about what they would or should have done. He's talking about after they complete a game. I think that was spurred on by, like, a question about Wii Music, but he also said, like, after that they see, you know, the failures and successes from those games and take those onto future games. So, yay. The 3DS,
I don't know why people make such a big deal out of Wii Music and they make such, you know, it's... They're not going to make a hit every time.
Because it's a piece of shit.
It's a bad game, okay? But they're not going to make a great game every fucking time.
Yes, they are, Alex. Shut up. They're Nintendo. They can't make mistakes. They never make mistakes.
People aren't saying Nintendo's lost it. They don't know what they're doing anymore. People said that game's shitty and I want their next game out now.
Yeah. All right. The 3DS, as of now, is a code name. And Iwata said that very soon they'll come out with the proper name. And it may actually be the 3DS or it may be something else. We don't know.
It's called the Cammy Dunaway Machine.
Mm-hmm. Snowboarding
it's all,
Hero.
It's only snowboarding games.
Yeah.
And hand-breaking simulators.
Also in the new world of Pokemon, the Pokemon World Championships are happening each Saturday through June around the world, actually. And then the actual World Championship is going to be in Kona, Hawaii. So for all of you who want to enter your Heart Gold and Soul Silver Pokemon, go for it.
Is that televised on ESPN?
Yeah, or on KoreaSPN.
Yeah.
On Korea's network.
ESPN.
Can you please tell me about what's going on in the land of... The PS3, my favorite system.
Well, let's talk about some Little Big Planet 2. Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
Yes.
Holy crap!
Nope.
Look it up right now.
I don't know. I'm really excited for that game. That game looks awesome. I hope that they put more levels in the game because it's awesome that people can make games and you can download games or levels. But the ones that that Media Molecule made were much better than anything else I've ever played.
Right. I mean, there is going to be a new story mode, so that obviously includes new levels.
I just hope it's longer than the first one.
Yeah.
I hope the jumping's better.
I'd imagine it'd be around the same.
They did update the physics, I believe.
Are you going to be able to use like the PlayStation Move to actually like design the levels?
That's a good question.
Yes, because they said they're updating it the controls for a re-release of PlayStation or of Little Big Planet 1 and 2.
Oh, cool. Matt, what are you saying?
It works really good in Media Molecule's games or in their levels.
No, but even the story mode, the moving within 3D planes and jumping, it's just not as good as every other platformer ever.
but it's still awesome. So
no,
yes, it's awesome. It works fine. The only thing right, so that it doesn't really work on are downloadable levels.
The thing,
It sucks.
The big thing about Little Big Planet 2 is that they're stressing that this is more of a game creation tool rather than a level creation tool. So not only can you create levels, I mean, obviously they've given you a ton more tools to make levels with, but
it's
also
too bad
that
nobody gave Media Molecule a good game creation tool, because they only make terrible games.
You are an awful person, Matt.
Why can't they make one that's more up my alley, like the Alley Simulator 5?
I don't know. Why don't you talk to them about it? Get back to us.
Oh, you mean...
Can they start making Porno Hero?
Alley McBeal.
I'll talk about that a little later, Alex, actually.
Sweet.
But also, they've put in, like, a ton of AI features, so you can actually build pretty smart characters, aside from Sackboy. What else do they have?
They'll do your homework for you.
Oh, there's,
so
like,
smart.
I think you can build machines enemies. In the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had...
In the trailer, there's a mech.
Mm-hmm. And in the trailer, they have, like, a Space Invaders, or... Not a Space Invaders, Space Invaders. A Space Invader type game, and then they have like a little Mario Kart type game, top-down little kart racing thing. And then they simulated like a bunch of, you know, old games just to show off that you can make this kind of stuff, and it's insane. And as well as that, you can also access the levels that people made from Little Big Planet 1 as well, so...
Yeah,
it's just...
and all of your costumes from 1 carry over as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
God, this game is gonna be
and there's gonna be there's gonna be items in the game like the paint gun, but the first one they announced is a grappling hook.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I wondered what that was.
Yeah,
very
there's a grappling
nice.
Hook in the game now.
Yeah, and now there's a really deep backstory. It's all notes. You can cover your level in notes. Just read all about the notes that
Sack
people are leaving
Boy,
behind.
Sackboy has a new sidekick, Note Boy.
Is it gonna be like 9?
And he reads your notes for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 9.
It's going to be 9, actually. They
yeah,
just want
it's
us
actually
to
not a
under
game.
Wraps.
It's just, you just play the movie.
It's the end of the world.
No, what? it's just the number 9. That's all the game is. You pop
so wait,
disc
with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Number 9.
No, just the number. You just pop in the disc, it displays the number 9, and you know, you can have tons of fun playing that.
You can hit X to make it like flip over.
And be a 6?
Mm-hmm. No, just flip. It does a 360. It turns back into a 9. There's no 6.
Don't get the listeners' hopes up, Nick. What else? The PSP2 is rumored to be at E3, so we'll see about that, if anybody cares. Let's see.
Hooray, another failed handheld.
Oh, did you say PSP2?
I did say the PSP2.
Okay, just making sure.
Wait, isn't that called the PSP Go?
I don't care.
No,
apparently not.
Sorry.
A PSP Go is...
it's pretty much dead.
PSP1.
It's pretty much dead.
Yeah, that as well. Okay, Microsoft. The Sunday before E3, Microsoft's going to debut the quote-unquote world premiere of Project Natal, and also at that debut, there will be a performance...
Kudo Sonoda's going to be there.
Huh?
I said Kudo Sonoda's going to be there.
You know who else is going to be there? Is Canada's
who?
Cirque du Soleil. And they're going to do a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And Will I Am...
Anyways.
Yes.
Anyways.
Maybe.
I'm
we'll
just
see.
Hoping he's there. Even if he's just in the audience.
What if Milo's there on the red carpet interviewing everybody?
Well, what if he's interviewing Will.i.am?
Or Claire.
There's actually a really good marketing scheme.
And Will.i.am.
To have Milo just like wheel around a TV and
Hello,
have Milo
Will.i.am.
Well, no,
the Cirque du Soleil is going to teach Milo how to do all their tricks.
No, be quiet. It turns out that Milo is retarded. And then Will.i.am comes, let's get retarded in here. And then it's really insensitive.
And then Peter Molyneux says, you've offended my son. Get out.
All right. Anyways,
back to news.
So, going back to Korea, LG and Microsoft are teaming up in South Korea to promote 3D games and TVs. So,
boo!
If you live in South Korea, go.
Who likes putting on uncomfortable sunglasses to watch TV?
Nobody lives in South Korea.
Anyways, now we can talk about Steam for Mac.
Yeah,
Steam came out for Mac yesterday.
It sucks.
Does it?
Yes. Portal runs like shit.
That sucks.
Yeah, Portal runs terribly.
Did you think I was going to say something else?
They released one Valve game.
But Portal is free until May 24th, so...
That's great. It runs at
everybody.
About 15 frames per second on Nick's computer.
That's too bad.
He
what kind of computer do you have?
I have a MacBook Pro. I ran Portal on Windows on the exact same laptop at full, at everything at the top, and it looks great, and it ran perfectly.
Really?
And then I'm running it at second to lowest resolution with a bunch of the textures turned off, and it's still at like 15 frames per second.
That sucks.
Yep, it sucks.
It was terrible.
Yeah, they didn't launch with any multiplayer games. One Valve game, 800 indie games that nobody cares about.
I thought Team Fortress 2 came out.
Civilization 4. Nope.
No.
Really?
Team Fortress 2 isn't even on your games menu for the ones you already own.
I think they fixed it or something.
It wasn't on there earlier today when I looked.
Yeah, but you weren't catching the internet, remember?
Oh, that's right.
You didn't download the update.
Well, anyways, it's a step in the right direction, so...
It's more like a limp in the right direction.
Well, that's better than nothing, so...
We got really excited. I know, we were up until like 3 in the morning hoping it would go up online, and I played 3 levels of Portal, and I gave up on Valve.
I couldn't even watch him play Portal because I was getting sick from it stuttering so much.
That's too bad. Oh, well.
Are they coming out with Orange Box for Mac now, or what's the deal?
Don't know.
All those games are compatible, but they're going to be releasing games every Wednesday, so maybe in 7 weeks I'll have Half-Life 2.
Will you be playing it?
Probably not, because I'll probably just be screenshots. It'll be at flipbook mode.
Right. All right. Let's see. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood got announced. It is going to have about 15 hours or more of single player, and it's going to have a big multiplayer. People can all become assassins and kill each other online, and it's going to be cool.
Tell me, who's your brother in this game? Is it Luigi Mario?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Tell me, maybe, who is your brother?
Maybe it's both.
An assassin. Clay told me I have to be quiet in this house.
Okay.
So all whispers all the time. And also, when I whisper, my voice changes into this voice.
It's a very sensual voice. I like it. Maybe you should talk like that more often.
Brother.
I can't remember what the rest of the song is.
All right, so Walmart's partnering with a new company called GameTrade to experiment with used game sales. So far, there's only going to be 5 stores that are doing this, and they're going to be on an experimental basis. So,
and they're all going to be in Canada,
within 5 blocks of each other.
Mm. Ah, okay. Well, so, Porn Hero, dumb. Alex. Have you heard of Japanese adult game developer Tea Time?
Sure, why
Ray
not?
Play? Did they make Rayplay?
No, I don't think so. But they made... I forgot what the game is actually called. But they made the game... We talked about it a few weeks back. Where, the player can move their head and they can look at girls from different angles.
Yeah, and lift skirts.
Yes, now they can lift skirts. So
is
it's
a game like that?
Yes, in addition to head tracking now, there's hand
What's
tracking.
It up for?
And so it tracks not only the motion of your hand, but also, like, what position your hand is in. So, like, you can grab stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Alex, I know you'll like this.
Oh, my
so
God.
Now all they need is tactile feedback, and
I think
we'll be in the Matrix.
The big one. Tactile feedback is the big one. Once that hits, I'm done for.
Mm-hmm.
I will buy a hentai game.
It's coming, Alex. It's very close.
I could taste it and the pussy. Mm-hmm.
It's coming. I'm so close.
Like, here, I'll gift you Left 4 Dead 2.
Okay, moving on.
Later.
Moving on. Marvelous Capcom 3. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Deadpool.
Yep.
Yeah, we.
Okay, so I don't remember. Did we talk about it last time? Yes. No.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, anyways, it's announced.
Sure.
Yes. So far we know that there's going to be Wolverine, Hulk, Iron Man, Ryu, Morgan, Chris Redfield, Dante, Captain America, Deadpool, and Felicia.
Is Iron Man 2 going to be in it?
Iron Man 2, as well as Iron Man 1, both of them are going to be in it.
Awesome. Iron Man 2 is my favorite Iron Man.
Good.
There's a good chance that Frank West will be in it.
Adam West? Batman?
I didn't... Yes.
And his father, the Joker, and his sister, the Scarecrow?
You know, they really do need...
And his daughter, the Jingler.
Oh, man, that's going to be a fantastic game.
I really want them to put Frank
Castle
on
there.
Okay,
are we to the main topic yet?
What? No, not yet. Almost.
I really do want them to put Frank Castle.
More Sonic 4 videos were leaked. Shows off Super Sonic. Now we're at the main topic. E3. So, before we start talking, I would just like to tell you guys that I am going to E3.
Main topic.
And I'm very excited
about
it.
You're going to E3?
I'm going to E3.
You're going all the way to Osaka?
Yeah, all the way over there.
Why are you going to E3?
Wait, you're going to Germany?
Yeah, Osaka, Germany.
That's what I thought.
California.
It's going to be great.
Why are you going to E3?
Yeah, so, that should be fun.
Are you going for in... Are you going for a certain media outlet like InFiles?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, so while I'm there, I'm planning on, you know, not only doing stuff for InFiles, but also doing like mini podcasts for us. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Should be fun.
I can't wait to listen to those.
Yeah, should be good.
So when you're sitting on your couch, you're watching your G4, you're watching the news feed of E3, you can just hop on over to iTunes, crack a new pod, listen to the cast. Adam is going to do that for you.
My sweet, sweet voice is going to go straight into your ear that goes straight to your brain. And then you'll be so happy with my voice
inside
of you.
So you'll be in the same room as Miyamoto at one point.
God, I hope so.
Oh, what if you're at his roundtable discussion,
okay, can you
and
ask
then
a question?
You raise your hand and you go, Mr. Miyamoto, will you be my dad? And then the translator says something to him, and then he says something to the translator, and the translator goes,
everyone out of the room except for that man.
that would be amazing.
And then he's like, I've always wanted a son like you. A Jewish son from America.
Who can play all the new Zelda games I just made.
Do you happen to be part of the Zelda Working Title podcast? It's my favorite podcast,
can
by
you,
the way.
Can
I
you
speak
imagine
English
that?
With a perfect
can you
American
imagine
accent.
Adam going up to him
He's
saying,
been fooling people for
We're
years.
From the Zelda Working Title podcast.
Oh my God. If you get the opportunity to have his translator say Zelda Working Title podcast.
And then he'll go, oh, Zelda, wait, is Alex on that podcast? And you're like, yes, you fuck that podcast.
That guy's
and then
so boring.
And then he'll drop his microphone on the ground.
Oh, I think I just died a little on the inside, but in a good way.
This is a long
All right, so let's talk about E3. Let's talk about what we expect to see, what we want to see, what there will be, all that good stuff. So,
Resident Evil 6.
I'm hoping for some kind of sequel to Red Dead Redemption. It's not out yet, but I really hope it's a sequel. It's
Alan
announced.
Wake 2. Super Mario Galaxy 4. I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a new Halo. We haven't seen one of those in a while. Since the last one was
Assassin's Creed 5.
Wait, so what's the new
Ooh.
What's the new Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Okay, but seriously. All right, let's go company by company.
Sure, let's start with Nintendo.
No, let's make Nintendo last. Cause it's gonna
Let's go with Nintendo last.
Okay.
Save the worst for last?
Save the most obvious for last.
The poop for last.
Save the abusive father for last.
There you go. All right, so let's start with Sony.
Okay.
Obviously, the PlayStation Move is going to be there.
Yes, that's true.
What else?
They're probably going to show off some packaging. Hopefully, they're also probably going to announce
3D games.
I'm guessing that every single game they talk about at the show, they'll talk about Move compatibility,
mm-hmm.
and probably 3D compatibility as well.
Yeah.
I'm guessing 3D gaming is going to be the big.
It's going to be a Move Natal show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been reading some things on Move, though, and apparently they're having a lot more trouble making games for it than they originally thought.
Oh, yeah, no.
Really? Why?
I don't know. They just said that something, they can't have amazing graphics and be able to move with it.
That's funny. Like, holy crap.
Also, one of the problems is Natal uses a lot of your Xbox memory.
Wait, are we talking about Natal or the Move?
Well, I was talking on the Move, and then Nick decided to talk about
Natal.
Yeah,
I was saying both of them
he's right.
are using a lot of your system's power.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I guess...
But you also have to take into account that PS3 tries to have much better graphics all the time.
But the thing is...
So they're having to work
the
even
PS3,
harder.
The PS3, though, has... the thing has how many cores on it?
A million.
Yeah.
Too many.
How
does it work with the programming? I figured one of the cores would be devoted...
It
well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is, like, the physics. Just moving so much geometry in real time cannot be easy to do.
I don't know.
But you also have to realize that... That's why Valve doesn't develop for PS3, because the core system is so stupid that they refuse to develop for it.
Hmm.
So maybe Nintendo was right doing what they did.
Maybe.
Well, let's put it this way. In terms of games...
For Nintendo.
I mean, I can't imagine the games being that much different in terms of...
Well, that's exactly what we're going to see. We're going to probably get a list of games that are going to be compatible at launch with the Move. There are probably going to be a lot of gimmicky shovelware.
Yeah.
Gladiator Hero.
Well, it looks like, what's it called, Resident Evil 5 Alternative Edition or Gold Edition or whatever.
Super Edition.
I'm not sure if they've completely backed out of using the Move or not.
God, I hope not.
That was the one thing I was looking forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So we'll probably also get, they'll officially announce all the pricing plans for that, mm-hmm. a bunch of numbers.
A bunch of more expensive stuff.
They'll probably show off some Ridge Racer, 3D Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer!
They'll probably...
Hey guys, it's Ridge Racer over here.
Gran Turismo.
My name is Ridgid Racer.
I'm sure they'll show off some...
I'm a Jewish
racer.
My name's Regina Racer.
I don't know. What number of Gran Turismo are we on? Four or five?
Five.
I don't know.
We're on five. They just released four.
No, they just released Prologue.
Five Prologue.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure they're going to show that in 3D.
Yeah, we'll probably get an announcement for 5's release date.
Right, and they're also going to show off their wheel accessory that uses the Move.
Yes.
That's used exclusively for Gran Turismo.
There's the possibility of the PS2 or the PSP2.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the PSP Go failed so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's not why I didn't say it like that.
You're right.
But I'm guessing that they're going to lower the price on that and announce that or just completely give up on it.
I don't know.
I think they're going to give up on it. Nobody has any interest in
it.
If you're a PSP fan, you can't play the games you already own, really.
Yeah.
You don't have enough space to buy a bunch of games, and then you just have to pay money for something that's not as good.
How am I supposed to play my PSP on the go?
Bring a UMD.
I think it's going to go the Game Boy Micro way.
Well, do you think they're going to? What do you think they're going to do with the new PSP though? I mean, what's going to be?
I don't know.
3D.
They'll realize that carts work.
It's probably going to be a mix of the PSP Go and the regular PSP.
Well,
it's going to be virtual reality.
I mean, do you think the graphics would actually get better?
Yes.
Of course, it's going to be straight in your brain. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
I guarantee they're going to improve the graphics. They're going to do whatever they can to compete with Nintendo's next handheld.
And they're going to lose again.
Well, no matter what, their graphics are going to be better than Nintendo's next handheld.
You never know.
I mean, because we're already talking about PSP was like already PS2 level graphics.
Right.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
They were completely PS2
graphics. No, but it was
graphics.
Pretty damn close. I mean, it looked pretty good.
For a handheld, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't...
I've never been a fan of the PSPs, but...
I bet they'd up it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm curious as to, like, how much better the graphics could really be at that point.
Why do you care about graphics? You're stuck with your stupid baby system.
But anyways... I don't think they can get much better because they're gonna
have some reason to upgrade the system, right?
They're gonna go smaller, like the
3D.
PSP Go.
3D, because Nintendo's doing it. No. Sony's gonna do it too. Yes, they will.
But I don't think they'll really promote it.
I honestly don't think they're gonna talk about the PSP 2 that much at E3. It's gonna be a move. Unless they're really trying.
Well,
it'd be great if they just make
the new PSP just like a. Two screens, and one of them is you can use a stylus with.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did touchscreen either.
Oh dear.
And then to wrap up the show altogether, they're gonna announce a new Crash Bandicoot.
Finally, God,
Crash is back, but he's gonna be like gritty and realistic.
Oh nice.
He's gonna be a crooked cop.
You're gonna use the move to
spin his arms around.
You're gonna think it's the new Splinter Cell. Somebody's gonna like kick down a door into like a disgusting shack, and then they're gonna look in this corner, and Crash Bandicoot's gonna be in there shooting up, getting his dick sucked.
No, he's shooting heroin into the arm
with
that he's
gun.
Also holding a revolver with.
No, he is shooting it with a gun, bullets full of heroin straight into his veins,
in his heart, into his heart.
And he's gonna go, and then he's gonna look at the cop. Just give him one look, and the cop's gonna have a heart attack, and it's gonna go Crash Bandicoot.
And then the screen is gonna flash, PS3, and then July 2011, and then they're gonna be like, "Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, that was our presentation," and everybody will applaud.
Holy crap, that sounds awesome!
Do you think they're gonna have that creepy doll commercial again too?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to go, hey, look at this for a while, and then they're just going to have that on repeat for 6 hours. And they're going to lock all the doors, and Adam's going to be stuck in there. It's
whatever
gonna be like
you do,
Clockwork
Adam,
Orange, and your eyes are going to be...
Don't look at... Like,
Adam,
whatever you do, don't look at it. Don't look at the light.
If you get to go to the Sony keynote, whatever you do, do not bring a Rubik's Cube. It'll explode in your pocket.
But it'll be very colorful, so it won't be all that bad.
Yeah, don't bring crows, okay?
I'll just have, like, tie-dye pants.
Just
it'll
don't
be
bring
fine.
A white room.
Yeah, just make sure it's not in a white room.
Oh, right, that's true. Yeah, that's
very
dangerous.
With a baby or a motocross bike.
Right.
Okay, that sounds like we've got it locked down on Sony.
Microsoft. Natal.
Microsoft.
Obviously.
Natal.
Do you think they'll show Milo again?
I don't know.
Show Milo.
Peter Molyneux will probably do a presentation.
I think Milo New. Milo Nude. You'll see every side of Milo that you've always
Natal
wanted to see.
Natal can now implement head tracking, and you can look at Milo from different angles as well as grasp his nipples.
Rip his pants off. Yeah.
Milo now wears a skirt. You can see up it all you want.
It's now Molina.
Or Mila.
But anyway.
Like Mila Jovovich or whatever.
Sure. I like Molina better. Alfred Molina. Remember when they announced the PS3, they showed that like CG Alfred Molina?
Oh, remember how no PS3 graphics have come close to that? And that was so stupid.
I know. Look at this pre-rendered video of Alfred Molina.
Isn't that great? Let's get it to our system. Hey, look at this Killzone 2 video. Hey, don't you wish games could look like that?
They do. In-game footage. All right. But I'm guessing they're gonna Microsoft is gonna talk about Peter Molyneux. They're just gonna talk about
him. Just gonna have him go up there and this is Milo, sister.
I guarantee.
Let's see. I mean, they're doing the whole Natal thing Sunday before E3. So
yeah,
I wonder if
I don't think they'll show Milo, but I think they'll show a lot of more gameplay.
But Kuda Sonoda will be there, and I guarantee they're gonna open the show with a montage of all their games. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing this is going to happen. I don't think this has ever happened before. There's going to be a montage of all their big-selling games. Then they're going to talk about the numbers and how many they've sold last couple quarters.
How many numbers they've sold.
How many copies of Numbers on DVD they've sold.
Nine
sold a million copies in a day.
Nick, I don't know about that. I mean, that just sounds so far-fetched.
And then they're going to... Yeah. What if Molyneux...
I don't know. Mark my words. They're gonna show pie charts. I guarantee
Molyneux
it.
To do the
no
whole
way.
Thing.
Oh.
It'd be so great.
What do you think is going to be, like, a big surprise? Because, I mean,
Molyneux's
they announced...
Halo 4. Now that Bungie has announced that they're not making any new Halo games, guess what? They are. Halo 4.
They announced Facebook last year, and the Beatles came out last year.
I'm really looking forward.
They came out of the closet.
Obviously, it's not going to happen, but a new Elder Scrolls is...
Oh, yeah, new Elder Scrolls.
New Elder Scrolls is what I always think is going to be at E3.
Yeah,
no,
it's been
never...
It's been 2 years. It was 2 years between Oblivion and Fallout, and
so
2 years between Fallout and now.
Well, this is 2 years.
Is Fallout just for 360, or is it for PS3 as well?
It's for PS3 as well.
PS3 now. Is New Vegas going to be for PS3?
But Bethesda, what's it called? Bethesda always shows off their games at Microsoft's.
Okay.
Fable 3 is going to be... It's going to be better than your life. You, when you turn off Fable 3, you will kill yourself. Thank you.
Milo compatibility in Fable 3.
Milo, you will raise your son, Milo. It will be better than a real bond between you and your son. If you have a son, you will neglect him. You will forget to feed him because
look
you will
what
be
just
spending
happened
so much time with mine.
Look what just happened. You've neglected your boy. He's sad. But Milo's happy. That's the power of Natal. That's what's going to happen. That's word for word what Nolan is going to say.
Are there any more like hopeful announcements you're looking for?
No, Bethesda's going to talk more about Brink, APB. I guarantee they're going to talk about the pricing on that and how ridiculous it is.
Somebody in my work is in a beta for APB on
Did you see the
PC.
Pricing?
No.
You pay for minutes and not...
It's
weird.
What is this?
But they're still charging $60 for the game on top of it.
Yeah, but you get 500 free minutes.
What is APB?
5,000
It's a... what are they called? Turtle Rock? What are they called? What's the studio called? Anyway, it's the company that made the first Crackdown.
Okay.
It's the first like console MMO, like the first stab at that.
They're making it minute-based?
Is you pay for time. No, you pay for time. So basically you buy hours, like you buy 20 hours worth of game time instead of paying per month.
Yeah, that way when you're not playing, you're not using up your money.
Huh.
I think that's a good system.
It's a good system, but I'm also kind of bummed that...
But it's $7 for 20 hours.
Holy shit.
Shit, yeah, that's an awful...
Anyway... It looks awesome.
All right.
But it's not a grindy MMO, so you're not going to be spending that much time with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a third-person shooter where you, like, it's cops and robbers in a huge city.
Honestly, it doesn't even seem like you should be paying for
an MMO. So it's like City of
because...
Heroes, but without superpowers.
Yeah. But it's like it looks really polished as, like, a shooter.
Huh. All right.
Anyway,
Going back to Sony real quick, I'm sure they're going to show, I know you guys will love this, Final Fantasy 13, whatever
or
it's
14.
Called. And 14, yeah. And then maybe, yeah, 14, maybe so. We'll get that announcement for Xbox 360 again, although I highly doubt it.
Oh, I bet you, what's his name? Crap.
Peter Molyneux. Final Fantasy is going to be your Final Fantasy. Molyneux, what? This is even your game. Oh, so
why can't I think of his name?
What games did he make?
They're gonna talk more about the new Raiden-based Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, Kojima. About that.
Yeah, Kojima's gonna talk about that.
It's been a year since the
announcement
the
image.
Lightning Bolt.
Oh, yeah. Last Guardian.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Release date will probably
one
be
one of the reasons
then.
Why I bought a PS3.
There you go.
There's also gonna be. They're probably going to announce what they're going to do with the Dead Rising 2.
Guys,
probably what's it called? The prologue that they're releasing on Xbox Live.
They're going to announce the Heavy Rain movie.
I'm really worried about Last Guardian though, because I haven't even played the first Guardian. what's the backstory? Am I right?
You're right.
We'll see. They're pulling a George Lucas thing, and they're going to give you the Last Guardian first, and then the first Guardian last.
And then in 20 years, when they've lost all talent,
they'll make
the first Guardian with Jar Jar.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Star Wars, kind of in a roundabout way, this is the 300th time I've heard this rumor, but apparently they might be talking about another Jedi Knights of the Republic for a console and not just the MMO. But the MMO, they are going to release.
Hey, buddy.
They are going to talk
Knights
about
of the Old Republic, not Jedi Knights of the Old Republic. The Jedi part is implied.
Okay, anyways, Matt's an idiot. but they are going to announce a release date for the MMO there.
Yeah, I guarantee that.
And all the writing's done. They're in post-production, but they apparently this game has like the most post-production of any game they've ever made.
Oh, yeah, because every line is spoken in the
so,
game.
But they are. I've heard another rumor yet again that they're going to make a third Knights of the Old Republic.
That'd
so.
Be cool. Hopefully, because LucasArts heads have changed, they'll get their heads out of their asses and make Battlefront 3.
Yes, but they probably won't.
It probably won't
the
happen,
developer.
But I hope.
So, in addition to this, where are our lightsaber games with all this wiggling and waggling going on with our arms
Nobody
and stuff?
Nobody has made...
Ask George Lucas.
I mean, what the hell?
Maybe that'll be the big announcement for the Force Unleashed 2.
Oh, my God.
Guys, oh, yeah, that will have a release date. Which, I don't know how they made that when the main character dies in the end of the first one.
Spoilers!
Oh, not that much of a spoiler. I mean...
Yeah, it's when he kills the Force Unleashed man. Locks in, shoots him right in the head.
All right.
I mean, that game's only $10 now,
yeah,
if you really want to go buy it.
Microsoft's just
going to
talk about how Xbox Live is the best thing ever. They're going to announce a bunch of games for... they'll probably show a bunch of stuff for Gears of War 3.
Mm. They're probably going to make their own social networking site just for Xbox.
Yeah. Ooh, networking?
Networking.
That's a network,
though. Xbox. Yep. That doesn't sound good.
Unless they pull something...
Sounds like some adult website.
Unless they pull something insane that nobody sees coming, it's going to be mostly about Natal.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Speaking of coming, I'm going to be coming during Nintendo's.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the?
We've got Zelda first and foremost.
Yes. And Metroid's already. Gonna,
that's all.
Metroid's
that's
already going to be out by then, right?
No,
it got
M comes
pushed
out.
Back to August, I think.
But it still was July.
You know what else is going to be released? They're going to be talking about Kid Icarus.
God, I hope so.
That probably won't happen.
Yeah,
probably won't. But one can only dream.
Yeah.
But probably Pikmin 3.
Yes, yeah. Definitely Pikmin 3.
Do you think Wii HD? Do you think they'll say anything
No,
about it?
That won't happen. No, not at all. It'll be they'll talk about the 3DS. They'll talk about Pikmin 3, Zelda. Then they're going to talk about what's it called?
Wii Party.
Yeah. With a hilarious
Yeah, Cammy will probably announce Wii Party.
My family loves playing games.
God, if she's on stage in that stupid white pantsuit, I'm gonna punch my TV.
Punch my TV.
No, it's not just gonna be her. It's gonna be her, Reggie, two random other people, and some drummer nobody knows about, and they're all gonna play. Wii Party.
He's gonna be back. Oh my
gosh,
all
gonna
be
playing
Wii music too.
No, he's just gonna be back playing drums.
We'll see.
They've been
talking about Wii music too, so it's a possibility.
No, there's no way Wii Music 2 will happen. They lost so much money on that game.
How much?
I mean,
didn't they?
They made a lot of money on that game.
Why? Who bought that game?
Even I didn't buy the game. Money. Come on, guys.
If you're a musician, you would find that drummer was one of the best drummers in the biz.
The way he just shakes.
Who needs Rock Band Beatles when we have Wii Music? I mean, seriously.
You're right.
Oh, God. Come on. That's blasphemy.
Who wants to play some open source games, songs?
Yay! Ode to Joy.
Cling, 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 cling.
No, but see, it's more like. Because
and then a marimba, and then a triangle comes in, and then boom, cymbal crash, mm-hmm. and then your tuba explodes.
And then, of course, there's the drummer in the background just going.
Yeah, shaking.
All right. What else?
That's it.
That's probably about it. A lot of 3DS talk, or they're going to announce the real name for it, or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the real name will definitely be the Wii.
What do you think? Do you think there's going to be
Nintendo Revolution?
So, do you think this is probably going to be the biggest announcement for a Zelda game all at once?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Because
so.
I think we're going to get a trailer, a title, and a release date.
Yeah.
Which will be amazing.
Yeah. It's, oh my god, I'm so excited.
What'd be great
I'm
if we
so
just
excited.
Got a title and a release date?
Like,
no trailer.
No trailer? That'd be nuts if they did that. They should give you one more picture of concept art and then the release date in a week.
No, the release
date
is
They're going to pull a Dreamcast. Say, no. Oh, by the way, it's out today! Everybody leaves.
Walmart,
everybody leaves
idiot.
The auditorium just to play Zelda.
Yeah, I know.
And then when they get there,
it's all
Reggie
sold out.
Will be there and be like, "Psych!
Sorry,
here's some pizza."
No, yeah, and he'll throw a pizza.
Well, that
at
won't
you.
Be too bad, especially if it's stuffed crust, because you know
Ooh,
I love
yeah.
stuffed crust.
Well, wait, what if he stuffed it with
Zelda?
With Zelda screenshots, just bits of paper.
That'd be kind of cool. I don't know. Maybe we could make some paper mache out of it.
That'd be cool. If they just. They put the they actually take the title, they write it on a piece of paper, they shred it, and then they stuff that into the crust.
But wait, we've already seen
pizza.
The title and the date of the new Zelda.
Your April Fool's joke didn't work, though.
The Blades of the Mystics coming out November 21st, 2010.
Nobody believed that.
No, somebody did. Somebody messaged me on the board.
He messaged me, too.
And said, how do you guys know about Blades of the Mystics already? And I said, I don't know. And then he asked me which Grand Theft Auto game was the best one. And I said, Grand Theft Auto 4 or Saints Row 2, if you like San Andreas. And he said, I don't have a next-gen console because I'm 15 and don't have any money.
What?
And I said, then why did you ask me which one was the best?
I was really hoping you were going to say Chinatown Wars.
Actually, I hear that's
I'm
a very good game.
If he's definitely going to listen to this. So sorry for sharing our personal convos.
Yeah, come on, Matt.
Boys.
But that's the kind of thing you can expect. Unless you're a lady and sending me personal info, I won't share that with anyone but my closest circle of friends on this podcast. So,
his closest circle of genitals.
Yeah, right. What else? Is there anything else? Is there anything you guys want to see?
Just
Elder Scrolls 4.
That's it.
Okay.
Just Elder Scrolls.
Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Nick,
that won't
good
happen,
news. Elder Scrolls 4 is already out. It's called Oblivion.
Yeah.
It's been out since 2006.
Oh, you said 4.
You dumb piece of shit.
Sorry, guys. I'm an idiot. I meant 5.
Alex said Kid Icarus.
No, I meant 4. I want to play Oblivion. That's what I want. I want them to release it again.
Hopefully they're going
to
re-release.
You just need to mix Morrowind and Oblivion Blu-ray. Together. And then just release that.
Oblivion.
If they just remade Morrowind and used the same engine as Oblivion, it would be amazing.
No,
you don't agree with that?
They should make a new game.
No, Bethesda, actually, I want them to announce a new engine for their games because it's starting to show its age.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, they definitely are. I don't think they can make another game on that engine.
I think they've tapped it.
I bet Nintendo's going to show something about the new Pokemon.
Yeah.
Probably. Nobody cares, though.
I feel like they don't even have to market Pokemon anymore.
No, they
just release it that it's out and people just go buy it.
Isn't there a Pokemon television show?
Yes,
like,
there is.
Like a Pokemon news television show.
I
want to
be the very best.
Very best.
Like no one ever was.
Luckily, that video has been destroyed.
Luckily, you guys don't know that.
Yeah, you guys
Nick,
don't know
when
about
he was
it.
Young, him and his brother actually did a dance video to this song.
No,
did you
it
put
wasn't
it on
a
YouTube?
Dance video. We made. I played Ash. My little sister played Misty.
Hot.
Okay, you two.
My brother directed it. No, it's destroyed. It's been destroyed.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I haven't even seen
that
it.
That is so sad, Nick.
I had one
I can
of the,
do a video interview of his dad talking about it.
No. What's sadder?
Wait, what's sadder? The 10-year-old who is pretending to be Ash, or the 16-year-old whose idea it was to make this music video?
Hey, there is nothing wrong with any of that.
But at least he wasn't actually on camera, so who's the bigger tool?
No, no, the best part is because we didn't have any video editing. My brother just played, like, a boombox with the song on it, and then he hit stop the moment he stopped recording, and then we hit it play again later. And at the very end of the video, I throw a Pokeball, but it's just one of those plastic, like, Burger King Pokeballs. Mm-hmm. And you can just hear it, like, break something.
Why did you destroy that?
I don't know if it's...
No, we just lost it.
We could have put it as a bonus material.
I don't know
where
it
must be found.
I'll try to find it.
You have to find it.
We'll go on a treasure hunt into the Shively's garage.
We have to post it to the website.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think saying your sister dressed up as Misty is going to be a big thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
New fanfic.
I'm taking off my pants.
Whose mom is
going to
dress up as Ash's mom?
What?
Who's going to dress up as Asher's mom?
Definitely your mom. Your mom looks the most like
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford! MILF!
Cindy Lauper?
No. Cindy Lobster.
All right.
The best thing in my work was when we had... Because we have to sometimes ask people security questions to verify their information.
Of course.
And I'll be like, who's your favorite singer or something? And once I was talking to somebody's daughter... And it was like this really sassy sounding black lady, and I'm like, okay, can you answer who's your favorite singer on the account? And she's like, hold on, that's my mom. Hey mom, who's your favorite singer? And she's like, Cindy Lauper.
That woman has good taste in music.
I'm like, yep, it is.
All right, anything else we should talk about?
No, E3. I'm excited. I wish it was happening right now.
Let's get to fan mail.
Oh, fan mail. That's right. Emails.
All
right.
So I think we only have two new ones. Is that right? Holy crap. That's huge font.
We have four new ones.
I love the big font.
I'll say
the
first one.
Are these all new? All right. Go for it.
Okay. Oh, a lot of things.
What?
Yeah. WT Podcast.
What's the subject line?
Pictures, parentheses, from you.
Who's it from?
Mario Luigi.
All right.
No, I don't like him.
WT Podcast. All of you are awesome.
No, Matt, you're reading it wrong. You're reading it totally wrong. You have to read it.
WT Podcast. All of you are awesome. Matt, Nick, Laura, Adam, Alex,
Ryan. It's not all caps. It's not all caps.
But it's huge font.
Oh,
yeah,
I forgot.
Okay.
I thought it was all caps.
So you just have to talk in a deep voice. That's what big font
is. Oh, okay.
Too bad. WT Podcast, all of you are awesome. Matt, Nick, Laura, Adam, Alex, Ryan, Danny, and Will, RIP. Anyways, if you could, may you guys send me some pictures of picture of yourself so that I can better, more experience the podcasting thrill. Thanks, Johnny G. Email me when you get this. Johnny G, we never
that
replied
is so
to this.
Fucking, he is creepy as fucking hell.
Yeah,
we will email you when we get
just
this,
look
Johnny
on
G.
Look,
all he wants is pictures. There's a bunch of pictures.
Look on Alex's DeviantArt. I'm sorry, I'm moving
just
this mic.
Just pictures of his cousin.
Yeah, look up pictures of Alex's hot cousin. Just search that.
Shut
in Google.
Up. Oh,
okay.
Fucking shut up.
The podcast, Daniel. Your cousin's hot. I'm sorry, man.
This one's good.
I would love to have a hot cousin like you do.
Your cousin is hot. All right, go
Daniel
on,
Daniel Oldfield to me.
Daniel Oldfield.
To me. By me, I mean WT Podcast. The podcast is orgasmic, guys. I think you should introduce a new segment called Why It Is Not As Good As Zelda. You compare each game you've played to the Legend of Zelda series and say why it's not as good. This would turn the podcast from good podcast wank to exceptional podcast wank. Danny Man. P.S. There is no game better than Zelda. Hotmail. Powerful free email from security by Microsoft. Get it now. I don't think that was part of his email.
So, let's talk about every game and why it's not as good as Zelda.
Because they just aren't.
Okay, right,
Final
Fantasy. Start with the A's.
Wait, what are we starting with? Final Fantasy.
A's. We're starting in the A's. We got a lot of games to go through.
Arkman and Silent.
Holy crap! Did you see this next email?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So
Kermiel finally got back to us.
Can you turn up the brightness on your computer so I can actually see what we're looking at?
So Kermiel emailed us back.
Yeah. His name is not Emily. I apologize.
He says, hi guys, I'd like to clarify/comment on some things. Number one, what I meant by language is that some of your episodes you discuss the content of your show and if you should use less curse words or something like that. And I wanted to say that it's fine the way it is. Number two, Adam...
I think we all figured that's what he meant, but we were just being jerks.
Yeah. Adam mispronounced my name. Kudos to Matt for correcting him twice. Number three, I didn't learn English by... listening to your show. However, I did pick up a few words of awesomeness, such as dingus.
Yes.
For Matt, you asked, I delivered. Attached are some pics of some Swedish ladies. Hope you enjoy.
Wait, what? Wait.
Signed, Kramil from Sweden.
Yeah, Alex can't see him.
I need to see this.
Too bad, Alex.
Fuck
maybe
you!
You should be me.
They're all clothed, and none of them are holding Wee Wee Motes.
Yeah, but it
so
looks like some of his authentic Swedish friends who are... teenage girls ready to go. They're wet. Wet. It's a party.
They are the actually
that,
wet.
What does it say at the bottom of that picture?
Yeah, one of them's got, you know, a bottle of alcohol, looks like.
One of them just says Swedish girls.
And the other one's a fake inspirational poster.
Yeah,
and there's
Swedish
nothing
girls.
I hate more on the internet than fake inspirational posters.
It looks like they're holding up orange juice.
I don't think Kramil made this, so that's okay.
If you're blonde,
those
you're
are
automatically
mimosas.
Considered Swedish.
He's from Sweden. Kramil's from Sweden, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, if you're blonde...
You've got a Swedish bikini.
Yes, my favorite Swede is Debbie Harry from Blondie, or the band Blondie. They're Blondie's my favorite hot. Swede.
No, thanks a lot, Emil. You're a great fan. If you really want to get on my good side, make your friends take their tops off next time.
Maybe and, take your top off and send us some pictures.
If you feel more comfortable.
Adam.
That's horrible. Take your tops, take your bottoms.
Take your bottoms off.
Take your shoes off.
Like remove your butt cheeks.
Ew.
Okay.
For us. Take it off.
Finally, we got a home improvement email from Brad.
Nick.
We got an email back from Brad Taylor.
Oh yeah, Brad Taylor.
Subject line: home improvement. Just finished the podcast and wanted to point out that I'm not related to Brad Taylor from Home Improvement. However, my full name is Bradley Michael Taylor, which is the character's full name on the show.
Whoa.
And it was made the year I was
Holy
born.
Holy crap.
Whoa!
I was born first, however, and therefore they jocked my name. Anyways, can't wait for episode 30. Take care.
I have one response to this email.
Brad Taylor, thanks. If you could get me in touch with your dad, Tim, so I can get a guest spot on his show.
Oh, or your neighbor, Wilson, so he can shed some interesting light on my life.
Or your son, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Oh, my God, he's so gorgeous.
JTT. Brad Taylor's son wasn't JTT. Brad Taylor was his older brother.
Aw.
And it was Randy, not JTT.
You're just starting to make it weird.
All right.
Anyway, that's it. Email us your emails if you want to have them answered in such a hilarious and original fashion. Then you should write to me personally, and I'll send you an essay back. I have a new son,
a Mexican
named,
friend,
a son named Milo, who is doing all my work for me these days.
Mm-hmm.
And so just send us some emails. What's our email address and our contact information?
Our email address is wtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to our forums, which is either tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.pluralboards.com. Both of those take you to the same place. Come to us, talk to us, be friends with us, and we'll be friends with you. You can find us on Twitter, ZeldaWTPodcast, and our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Yeah!
Hooray!
Yeah.
All right, guys, anything else, or are we done?
Fantastic.
I just want to say I've patched up things with the Zelda Universe podcast.
Oh, good, good.
Everyone, go give a listen to their podcast so that you can appreciate ours a little bit more.
Matt's right. been bad-mouthing this other podcast for a while, Clay.
Yeah.
And good night.
All their hard work.
They don't have hard work.
Alex,
good night.
Alex, you've been unusually
luck.
Quiet. Why don't you say some goodbyes?
Oh yeah, you get to give the outro message.
Yeah. I think he died, guys. We have to go check on him.
Alex
Wait,
is
what
dead.
Happened?
What happened? And on that note,
da 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 da. Alright guys, we'll see you later.
Oh, fucking headaches.
Huh?